It's time to bring in the skanky hater, Mike Kazian. And it's funny because it's very rare that you'll find Mike and myself up at the same time. But last night I did watch the Yankee game, and immediately at the end of it, my phone buzzed, and there he was. Good morning, Mike.
Where's the play-in song this morning?
I was trying to find, I thought I could find, and I couldn't find this, a reverse version of the Yankee song where people make fun of the Yankees.
Oh, I got them, but we can't play them on the air.
Well, that's what I found out. You know, I kept going through them, and there's no way you could play it on the air.
How about just a little bit of the Yankees lose? How about that?
I could have done that, but I really thought it would. I really tried. Like, I thought that to have, seeing as I played the Yankee theme, I thought it would be nice to play a one that's different. But I'm going to keep looking for a clean version of that, and also I will get a Yankees lose one because those are out there. But
no big surprise. I mean, like Denny Green, you know, said years ago, we are what they thought they were. The Yankees are a team that can't beat good pitching. When you look at the top five of their lineup, Gardner, Gregorius, Stanton, Sanchez, and Hicks, all they did yesterday was combine for 12 of the 14 strikeouts the Yankees had yesterday. Good pitching beats good hitting, and the Astros show that they have the best pitching staff in the league. So a 2-1 game, which was 2-0 until the eighth inning, and the Yankees were no hit through sixth, is not an indication of how just wide this game was. The Astros seemed like they were never in doubt of losing this game last night. Gray pitched good.
I thought they were in that one inning where they had runners on, what was it, second, first and third with one out. I thought then the next two guys struck out.
Yeah, and Giles came in and struck out the side in the ninth inning. He struck out Stanton, Sanchez, and Hicks to end the game. Bing, bang, boom. So that just ended any threat right there. And the Astros showed that they're a good team. And the Yankees go from a well-pitched game yesterday for Gray, and now tonight they have to depend on...
No.
Jordan Montgomery to outpitch Justin Verlander. Well, that doesn't look like that's going to happen tonight. So the Yankees are up against it tonight with Verlander. And these are the pitchers that you have to beat to win a playoff series. They showed that they couldn't beat Morton, and Morton shut him down last year in the playoffs. Verlander shut him down last year in the playoffs. These are the teams they have to beat. These are the pitchers they have to beat. And last night, 14 strikeouts isn't going to beat anybody.
All right. Where else do we want to go in sports?
The Mets are back on the schedule tonight. The Braves come to town, and the Braves have the Mets number no matter what. But the Mets have Syndergaard and DeGrom back-to-back here to try to get a start on the Braves and stay in first place. And we'll see what happens. The Mets, I think, are a pivotal point in their season where it can go either way. They played decently in San Diego, but San Diego's, they're not a threat to anybody. The Mets, they have to beat teams like the Braves to win their division. I mean, that sounds redundant, but that's what they have to do, and they haven't been able to do it in the past. See if they can do it now. They have to do it now, and tonight's a big game for them.
All right. Now where are we going, sports?
Hockey.
All right, let's go to hockey.
The Bruins got beat up last night by Tampa 4-2. It was a good game for a while. A couple of soft goals let up by Boston gave Tampa Bay an edge in this game, and they took advantage of it and took it home 4-2. Now the series goes up to Boston. And Vegas, man, they just keep rolling along. They went to overtime last night against San Jose, beat San Jose in San Jose 4-3. So, say what you want. This team's got something going. They're beating everybody they had to beat. They went through the first round real easily with a sweep. San Jose played a real strong first-round series in which they won, and now Vegas is up on them 2-1. They had home ice advantage. They lost it. Now they got it back again where they've been unbeaten this season. They look like the best of the best right now, believe it or not.
All right. Now I had some people stop me. I want to know, when's Mike going to talk about the Kentucky Derby and start talking about those horses?
You know, all of these people, not picking on anybody, but you can't pick until you know the post positions. Point in case, it was yesterday, the filly that I've been bragging about all year, Monomoy's Girl, there's only 14 horses in the Oaks. She got the 14 hole. Better she got the 14 hole than the one or the two, because the one or the two, you can get collapsed on the rail and run into some big problems. I think the 14 post is perfect for this horse because she's so much better than everybody else. She can break outside everybody else. The jock can place her wherever she wants to be. This horse win in the front, one coming from the clouds. She might be the most talented three-year-old this year, you know, until we see the boys run in the Derby. Her races have been more convincing than who I think is the best three-year-old colt in the country is Justify. This horse has run some real big races, and she got the 14 post position, but I don't think it's going to make any difference for her. As far as the Derby goes, everybody kind of knows who I like, but I'm not going to pick the horse, and I'm not going to make any numbers behind him until the post position draw this afternoon. I mean, you know, if this horse draws the 19, 20, 1 or 2, it's going to be a little bit harder for this horse to win. It's harder for any horse to win, not making excuses for anybody in any way. But, you know, anybody that goes out there and says, oh, I know my try or super or this or that for the Kentucky Derby, you kind of have a clue of it, but the post position can just blow everything up, and that's today. So we'll start talking about it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday, and we'll take it from there. But like I said yesterday, Thursday we'll pull the our punches for the Oaks card on Friday, and Friday we'll make our picks for the Derby card on Saturday. Hopefully they got good weather out there.
All right. Well, anything else you want to talk about this morning and then in the last minute?
Yeah, we could talk about the Knicks.
All right.
Go ahead and say, but what? The Knicks? Remember a couple years ago when the 76ers and the Knicks were like the doormats of the league?
Yeah.
76ers are pretty darn good.
Yeah, they got real good in the past year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, so they're going in the right direction. Why aren't the Knicks?
Because the poor ownership and poor management. I mean,
there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly right. So, you know, they made some moves they had to make in the last 2 years, getting rid of a player and a GM they had to get rid of, but they're not replacing them with the players that they need. So they have to keep replacing them until they get the right people in the right spot. You can't stand pat, oh, let's give this guy 4 years to see. You can't do that. You got to give them 2 years max, and if you don't see drastic improvement, next, just get the next person in. Because if the 76ers can do it, who have been bad for a long time too, the Knicks should be able to do it as well. But like you said, if you don't have the right people in the right spots, you're just going to stay the way you are.
That's the tale of the Knicks. I'm sorry, there's some sort of curse. You know, they said there was the curse against the Chicago Cubs. Obviously, something happened with the Knicks to create this curse where they just really are one of the poorest franchises in sports, and they've been that way now for 15 years.
I know what it is.
With a couple of good years interspersed, but other than that, boy.
I think I know what it is.
What?
I think it's Madison Square Garden. The Rangers won one championship in 9,000 years. The Knicks won one championship in 4,000 years, and even the circus went out of business.
That's right.
I think it's Madison Square Garden. I think they got to burn that place down and build a new one. That place might have the San Juan Hex on it.
Well, there's something they got to do because it's not going right for them.
No, I mean, it should be.
And nobody wants to play for them.
No, so that tells you a lot. I mean. There's a lot of bad franchises that get good for a little while and then they go back into the dark, but they haven't seen the light of day in 40 years.
It's pretty horrible.
Last time the Knicks were competitive was when the Rockets beat them around, what, 1993, 4, 5, somewhere around there? That's over 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's
that's not last week. That's over 20 years ago. So it's been close to 25 years. The Knicks haven't been competitive.
It's scarily bad.
And making the playoffs is not competitive.
No,
That's respectability. That's not being competitive.
Well, like I say, we'll have to see what happens. But nobody wants to play for the Knicks, and if nobody wants to play for you,
you're not going to be any good.
You're not going to be any good, and unless you change things around. Well, we'll see what happens.
Back to Houston tonight, folks.
Back to Houston, and I think if the Yankees are going to win a game in the series, believe it or not,
it's not going to be tonight.
It's tonight.
No way.
I'm not going to bet on that, but I'm going to tell you that.
Oh yeah, you don't want to lose that sandwich.
No, I don't.
Okay. No way. They might win, but Justin Verlander's not going to throw in a clunker. Tomorrow's the game they could win. Keuchel's been pitching bad for Houston, and Severino goes up against them. So if there's a game that the Yankees are going to win, it's going to be tomorrow against Houston.
All right. We'll see what happens tonight. All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.